The new movie The Constant Gardener opened today in time for the holiday weekend. It stars Ralph Fiennes and Rachel Weisz and was adapted from John le Carré's 2001 thriller. Our film critic David Edelstein has a review.
If you'd like a long vacation from all the conspiracy theories floating around, don't see The Constant Gardener, at least until after Labor Day. It's based on a novel by John le Carré, one of his more conventional melodramas, the story of an apolitical mid-level British diplomat, a man who'd rather be gardening, who's essentially radicalized by the murder of his wife. As the movie begins, Justin Quayle, played by Ralph Fiennes, bids goodbye at the Nairobi airport to his wife, Tessa, a strident political activist, played by Rachel Weisz. A few days later, Justin's friend Sandy, played by Danny Houston, informs him that Tessa's mutilated body has been found in a dry lake bed. Justin knows that Tessa was going on about something to do with pharmaceutical companies, what she called Big Pharma, and men, women, and children dying in remote parts of Kenya. He doesn't know the particulars, though. It wasn't really any of his business. The Brazilian director of The Constant Gardener, Fernando Mireus, is a big show-off, but then he really has something to show. As he proved in the hit thriller City of God, he has an impressionist palette. The emotion is right there in the colors and streaky camera moves, in the way the frame seems to expand or contract according to the character's moods. There's more of Tessa in the movie than in the book. And Mireus weaves in and out of Justin's memories, dredging up moments of revelation when Justin stood by cringing as Tessa posed rude questions to High English and Kenyan muckety-mucks, and when she confronted him about his true loyalties.
Hi.
It's bloody awful weather. You really shouldn't have waited up. Good, and I think you should go to bed. I'm safe home now, sweetheart.
No, you're drenched. Don't. Look, take those wet things off, Tess, and come to bed with me, please.
I will, but there's something I have to do first. It's important.
Tess. Whatever it is that you and Arnold are doing, I'd like it to stop.
Wow. Who have you been talking to?
No one. These are my concerns, all right? I'm thinking of your health.
No, you're not. They've asked you to rein me in, and you're doing it.
Is Fiennes miscast? Perhaps. He's an edgy actor, remote, emotionally a bit clammy. But he's remarkably good as this mild-mannered fellow. As he retraces the steps of his wife and her colleague, a Kenyan named Bloom, who also turned up dead, he moves into a world of overrun clinics and dying mothers and children, and the film becomes more and more swervy and disoriented. Fiennes Justin has literally nothing to hold on to. Le Carré was working from documented cases in which drug companies conducted secret trials on populations of developing nations. The suspense here is in how much collusion there is between the pharmaceutical companies and the British government, and it's in how far Justin will go to learn the truth. Will he prove just as constant as he is in his backyard and keep pulling out weeds? It's a shame it's Danny Houston in the pivotal role of Sandy, one of Le Carré's familiar bureaucratic vacillators. As an actor, Houston has no backbone to begin with, and his bogus English accent doesn't help. But the other actors playing members of the British High Command are perfect, among them a skeletally reserved Bill Nighy in a role that's the exact opposite of the sweetie he played in the recent HBO political drama The Girl in the Café. This is not one of Le Carré's great mystery stories. There's never any doubt where it's heading. What makes it work is the rage that builds and builds in Justin and in the viewer in the face of the phrase proper channels. Be a good girl or a good chap and go through proper channels. There are proper channels for this sort of thing, old boy. How many times Le Carré must have heard that phrase, and how clearly he demonstrates in The Constant Gardener that the proper channels are the ones with diversionary tributaries and blockages. That's one thing both gardeners and government bureaucrats know too well.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.